This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States has denied a visa to Iran's foreign minister for a trip to the United Nations headquarters in New York to attend its Thursday Security Council meeting. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said he was informed of the decision by the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. The United States is generally required to allow foreign officials access to the UN headquarters in New York City, but the Trump administration maintains it can deny visas for reasons related to security, terrorism, and foreign policy. Meanwhile, President Trump told reporters Tuesday that the U.S. killing of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani was a favor to the United States and its allies.
He was somebody that we did ourselves, that we did a lot of countries a big favor. And I've been hearing from countries they were extremely happy with what we did.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Tuesday that the United States seeks a diplomatic solution to tensions with Iran.
As we defend our people and interests, let me reiterate that the United States is not seeking a war with Iran, but we are prepared to finish one. We are seeking a diplomatic solution, but first, this will require Iran to de-escalate.
Esper said a letter leaked on social media that appeared to suggest withdrawal was a poorly worded mistake. He said there's been no decision whatsoever to leave Iraq. There's no decision to leave, nor did we issue any plans to leave. A strong earthquake struck Puerto Rico early Tuesday morning, the latest in a series of quakes to hit the U.S. territory in recent days. The 6.4 magnitude quake was located near the southern coastal city of Ponce. A tsunami warning was issued, but it was later canceled. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. We've got a mobile app. And from Washington, D.C., the News Center, you're listening to VOA News. Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify at President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Bolton's testimony would give a highly anticipated firsthand account from a top advisor who was in the room for moments others have already described, and it's unclear whether that would help the president or hurt him. Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell wants a fast trial and has resisted calling new witnesses. The Democrats want to hear from Bolton and others who did not appear during the House inquiry. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not yet sent the articles of impeachment to the Senate while pushing for that testimony. If she does in the coming days, the Senate trial could start as soon as this week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Boeing is going to have to fix a wiring problem in addition to its flight software system before its 737 MAX jets will be allowed to fly again. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The wiring issue came to light after the Federal Aviation Administration asked Boeing to audit key systems on the MAX jet after the two deadly crashes involving new software and faulty sensors. Boeing discovered bundles of electrical wiring too close together, which could increase the chances of a short circuit that could cause pilots to lose control of their aircraft. Boeing says it's working with the FAA on whether it needs to make a design change or if circuit breakers and other safeguards can prevent a short circuit. Boeing also says it's finished the changes to the flight software system to prevent the type of failures that occurred before the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido entered the country's legislative building on Tuesday, 2 days after the ruling Socialist Party installed its own parliamentary leadership. After a half hour of confrontation with President Nicolas Maduro's security forces, Guaido made his way toward a seat and led lawmakers in the singing of the national anthem. Guaido entered just minutes after his rival Luis Parra ended a brief parliamentary session. Parra has support from Maduro allies and was sworn in as head on Sunday of the parliament. Guaido has served as National Assembly president for the past year and has tried unsuccessfully to oust Maduro from the presidency. And Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he will pay whatever it takes to help victims of devastating bushfires in the country, which have burned millions of hectares across three states. Morrison committed an extra $1.4 billion to a new fund that will help rebuild damaged towns and infrastructure. The death toll stands at 25. An estimated 2,000 homes have been destroyed. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.